This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With the coronavirus cases already topping 5,800, President Donald Trump is asking Congress to help Americans through this financial storm. AP Washington correspondent Saga Mogani reports.
We're going big.
The president says it's nobody's fault the virus is hitting the economy hard. And Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin says the president wants to get cash to those affected.
We're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately.
In the next 2 weeks, there are few details, including how much money Congress would have to sign off as well. The administration's urging lawmakers to approve an $850 billion rescue package, bigger than the 2008 bank bailout or the 2009 Recovery Act. The White House says it hopes it can pass quickly, and Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says his chamber should not adjourn until then, though it's a big undertaking for a slow-moving Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden swept a convincing win over Senator Bernie Sanders in Tuesday's Democratic presidential primaries in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Biden thanked voters and election workers.
Americans in three states went to the polls today. I want to thank all the public officials and the poll workers who worked closely with the public health authorities to assure safe opportunities for voting, to clean and disinfect voting booths, and to make sure the voters could cast their ballots while maintaining the distance from one another that was safe.
The victories placed Biden well ahead of Sanders in the race to clinch the party's nomination. The governor of the state of Ohio postponed Tuesday's primary because of the coronavirus outbreak. Ohio is now set to vote in June. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.